I would like to call to order the monthly meeting of the Arizona Board of Athletic Training on October 2nd, 2023 at 9:30 a.m. We'll do a roll call. Eric Fries here. Bart Peterson.
Here.
Cheryl Ingram.
Here.
Charles Boffman.
Here.
Amber Jones.
I'm here.
Mark Harris.
He already left the meeting.
He did. That. Oh,
he's back.
There he is.
Mark Harris.
Sorry. I'm new to this virtual. Oh, gosh.
I'll let you know when it's 10.
Mr. Harris, we're doing roll call.
Yeah. Here. Mark, say here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here.
Yeah. Here.
And Seth Myers is absent, as noted. Do we have any declaration of conflicts of interest? Hearing none. Moving on to number four. I will entertain a motion to approve the executive session meeting minutes for August 7th, 2023.
This is Chuck. I move to approve executive session meeting minutes of August 7th, 2023.
This is Cheryl. I second.
So moved and seconded to approve the executive session meeting minutes for August 7th, 2023. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Boffman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, the executive session meeting minutes have been approved. And I would entertain a motion to approve the regular session meeting minutes for September 11th, 2023.
This is Bart. I move to approve this general meeting minutes from September 11th.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the regular session meeting minutes from September 11th, 2023. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Boffman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, the regular session meetings for September 11, 2023 have been approved. Review number five, obviously the future board meeting schedule, Google Meet, and then January in person again, as always, for our elections.
January 8th may be a problem. It's the first day back to school, I think, for me, and I may have to be in person here in Tucson.
Okay. Let me look here real fast in terms of myself. Oh, come back on the 4th.
Here, it's come back on the 4th, huh?
Weird as that is, yes. Okay, just noting, obviously. We have number 6, review discussion of possible actions. Nothing to report on that. Number 7, I would entertain a motion to ratify the consent agenda as written.
So, are these all cleared? Like they've met the fingerprint clearance?
Yes.
Yes, if I may. So, yes, all those individuals were approved upon review of their fingerprint clearance card, and some of them had been held off until the board meeting last month, so we were able to add them on. And there are 2 on there as well that had been on the last consent agenda that did not have a fingerprint clearance card at the time that we've now added to this consent agenda because they did provide proof of fingerprint clearance card.
Perfect.
So how many total were held off? Can you tell us that?
I apologize if you could repeat that.
Could you, how many total were held off of the agenda?
I have that total. So we have approximately 25.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
From that agenda. And of course, we are also in the process of a transition to the NTS, so we're on hold now for any applications.
Right.
We can talk about that more during other business. Yep.
Thank you. This is Bart. I move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
So Cheryl, I second.
It's been moved and seconded to ratify the consent agenda as presented. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Boffman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, the consent agenda has been ratified. There is no review, consideration, possible actions, applications for relationship for number 8. And number 9 is board business and reports. Shana.
Thank you, Mr. Fries. So 9A, update on replacement of board members. So we're still in the process of getting some communication back from boards and commissions on where we're at for the process. Last I spoke, we were higher up on the tier. However, the director did leave the position, and so there's an interim director. So I suspect that there might be a little bit of a delay. So I just wanted to make that known. I will say there was hope, though. My other board did get
there was.
There is hope. My other board we just appointed 2 members, and you know we were not close to quorum, so I think that's probably why we were higher up. However, I think that there is better movement now. So I'll keep in touch with them and continue to bring updates to the board. Okay. I'll move on then to 9B, update on matters related to fingerprinting as it relates to ARS 32-4128. So with regards to the fingerprinting information that came about at last month's meeting, and then the information that the board members directed us to proceed with fingerprint clearance cards, we've now submitted communication to all the licensees, all the applicants that submitted during the consent agenda, during last month's meeting with the 25 that still require a fingerprint clearance card. And in addition, I've also submitted communication after working with Mr. Harris to those that are pending final approval or have just recently submitted, and they are aware of the fingerprint clearance card requirements. We've gotten a few since then, but of course we're now a double whammy. We're now on hold because of the Thentia migration, which had started last Monday and is still in the works. We're seeing some progress though. We're seeing some progress though with that, and I believe that we should hopefully in the next week, be back onto the new platform. And so I'll keep everyone updated, and I'd be happy to send an email to the board members just to advise that and to the association that we are on the new platform, so everyone's on the same page.
Okay.
And then also, I hate to put it out here without knowing certainties, but I did follow up with DPS again, Department of Public Safety, to determine what's happening with FBI approval. And of course, I can't directly reach out. I tried to reach out to the FBI directly, and they've informed me they can only speak with DPS. So they did mention, though, the higher ups had a meeting with FBI, and they're hopeful that we'll hear something back maybe in the next few weeks. But that's just their word. They don't know for certain. But that's something up in the air, and we'll hopefully know more maybe by next month, I'm hoping. And if we have to have an emergency meeting, should that be, I can communicate that to all and see if that's something we can do. I suspect we may not hear back though, just yet. So just wanted to give you a heads up. And that's all I have. Apologies. We did post something on the website. And so our website does inform about the fingerprint clearance card requirement. On top of all those applicants that have been providing, we did reach out directly to them, but now there's a mass information, and we did work with Mr. Mesman as well just to provide that communication, and I did see he did post it on the website as well. So it seems like there's hopefully mass communication going out that everyone's now made aware of the requirements.
It did go out. I received it in terms of being an AZATA member, so just be aware of that. It did go out.
Wonderful. Thank you. And thank you, Mr. Mesman, if you're on the call. Okay, if there's no other questions, I'll move on then to 9C1, which is financial review. So just looking at the report, we do have August financials in, and we're still in the black. There's no big expenses that occurred. Some of our operating costs, I believe, just came from some of the bills that had been from the start of the fiscal year that had just been paid in August. So some of that kind of was just from the prior that didn't get pulled from last fiscal year. So just some of that kind of is an increase, but otherwise we remain in the black. Okay, and then moving on then to 9C2, which is review of recent board staff activities. Amber and I are still on the hybrid model of 2 days in office and then the third day if it's a board meeting week. And then working from home the remainder, but still available by phone and email, you know, if anything should come up in office. And then as far as Centia goes, we have, like I'd mentioned, last week we had gone into the blackout period, so we aren't accepting any applications at this time. As far as the applicant shouldn't be able to submit any, and we're not reviewing any. We are still communicating around fingerprint clearance cards, though, just because that's something we can do outside of the Centia and the Salesforce portals. But we're just not processing applications at this time. Any questions? Okay, and then 9C3 statistics. Under 1, we have 907 current licensees. And then under 2, we have 4 active consent agreements. And the next item is due on November 8th of 23.
Cool beans.
Thank you.
All right. Moving on to number 10, we do have one public, it looks like. Mr. Messman, you would like to address the board at this time?
Mr. Chair and members of the board, thank you for the communication that was sent out. We did provide that to all AZHA members as well. And if there's anything further that we can be assistance of, please let us know. I have discussed 2 items, both the board members and the fingerprint clearance with our association legal counsel. And if we can provide assistance, I'd be happy to do so in that manner. Just please reach out and we'd be happy to move those things forward from them as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. I don't think we have any other public. Does anybody have any future agenda items other than our standing that never leave?
That's why you're never going to leave. You stay on the agenda forever.
No future agenda items. All right. Sorry, Chuck. We're going to beat 30 minutes, buddy.
I refuse to move in second this.
You're in different time zone. You can't do that anyway.
We'll do it without you.
I would entertain a motion to adjourn as of 9:43 a.m.
Wow. In honor of Chuck, I'm going to move to adjourn at 10 o'clock. Okay, I'll amend that motion. Motion to adjourn.
This is Cheryl, I second.
The move is seconded to adjourn the meeting at 9:44 a.m. now. All those in favor?
Eric Freeze.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Chuck Bachman.
Oh, skip me, protest. Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, we are adjourned.